Greetings, lively viewers. It's a pleasure having you here with us. On today's enlightening entertainment, we invite you to join us on a high-spirited musical titled Hot Dog Goes to Salad City. Please sit back and enjoy.
Well, hello there. Thank you for joining us today. It's so nice of you to drop in. We were just about to read a short little story. And the story is called Hot Dog Goes to Salad City. Once upon a time, in a place far, far away, there was a place called Meat City. In the city, on the corner of Hamburger Place and Hot Dog Street, there lived the Meat Muncher family. There was Papa Jumbo Chili Dog and Mama Double Bacon Cheeseburger Deluxe. And there was little Frankie Hot Dog. Now, little Frankie Hot Dog had always been a meat muncher in the family tradition. But some days he would stare out of his window at the dark black clouds that loomed over Meat City and dreamed of going to Salad City. Well, I wonder where this road goes. I wonder if it goes to Salad City. Let's just take a walk down here a bit and see where we end up.
Hey, Dougie-Doo, what's happening? What brings you to these woods?
Well, I'm looking for Salad City. What kind of meat are you?
I ain't no meat. I'm 100% carrot sweet. Doggy friend, looking for Salad City, eh? Everybody that comes down Green Road is looking for Silent City.
Well, I come from Meat City down in the valley. You know, we have a saying down there, it looks good to eat if it comes on 4 feet. We've got everything down in Meat City. We've got fast food places, factory farms, and we've got a hospital on every block. Yeah, it's pretty hard to beat the meat down in Meat City. But you know, I've always wanted to go to Salad City to see how they do things down there.
Well, this is your lucky day, my doggy friend. I happen to be heading to Salad City myself. Let me show you the way where salad sticks play. So, I hear you like to chow on what comes from a cow.
Yeah, I hear you guys are good for the eyes. Boy, we've been walking for a long time now. My little meat feet are beat.
Well, hold on to your buns, my little wiener friend. Let's loosen our load at the fork in the road.
Well, that's what I call a fork in the road. Smallville, eh? That's the next town over from Meat City. Could that be the way to Salad City?
Compassion Valley. That's where you want to go if you want to see the Salad City show.
Well, lead on, my little orange garden friend. Hey, I hear you guys are good with peas.
Yeah, we like to give those peas a break. They spend the whole day, you know, in them pods, make some cranky. Not worse than a cranky bee. That's what we carrots like to say.
We'll be back soon. Please stay tuned to Enlightening Entertainment here on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Enlightening Entertainment. Looks like Compassion Valley is just ahead.
Who goes there? Who's walking through my Compassion Valley?
It's just us, Frankie Dog and Carrot Boy.
Never heard of you. Let's see your compassion passports. Everybody who comes through Compassion Valley has to have a compassion passport, you know.
We don't have any passports, but we're on our way to Salad City.
Yeah, Salad City is our goal, where the benches like a rock can roll.
Salad City, eh? No passports, eh? Well, I suppose I might be able to point you in the right direction, provided you don't mind living in harmony with nature. You don't have anything against living in harmony with nature, do you?
Living in harmony with nature? What's that?
Well, rest your tired feet, and I'll sing you a song. It's about how we treat our animal friends wrong. Hit it, boys.
Change the food chain, 'cause 1 pound of beef equals 6 feet of beef.
Now that's what I call entertainment. You boys head on up to Salad City. I think I'll just sit here where I like to be in good old Compassion Valley. Don't forget us here in Compassion Valley. Y'all come back now from time to time. Old Compassion Fruit will be waiting right here for you.
I could scratch out a good living here.
Look at all that sweet grass. I think I've died and gone to heaven.
Yeah, ground spreading out far and wide. Good mud-making material.
I think I done found a little home in the ground.
What's that big thing rolling towards us? Do you think it will eat us?
Welcome to Salad City. On behalf of the veggies and fruitisons, we welcome you all. This is Salad City, the place where if it's on the cuisine, it's going to be green. I'm the mayor of these parts. They call me Mayor Pumpkins at your service. All are welcome in Salad City, the place where the veggies make beautiful music together. In fact, I think I hear a song coming on now.
I'm mayor of Salad City, it's the place to be. Got lemon juice, lake, and the hills of broccoli. You can spend all day down in Brussels Sprout Square, or eat candy apples at the Green Bean Fair.
You can eat candy apples at the Green Bean Fair.
Here's your key to the city, you can munch all day. Watch your high blood pressure just fade away. No cancer, strokes, or heart attacks, it ain't no trick. If you need medicating, here's your celery stick.
If you need medicating, here's your celery stick.
City things grow in the ground. Got food enough to feed the world five times round. Got clean air and water enough to last. Global warming is a thing of the past. And global warming is a thing of the past.
Time to rise and shine. Someday you'll have to get up early just like your old dad and get yourself a fine job at the meat packing plant. It's the way of the future, son.
Wiki wiki, son, your breakfast is getting cold. It's sausage skins floating in chicken liver grease.
Sausage skins floating in chicken liver grease. I'll never eat another living soul again. How about some nice fresh tofu, fried tofu, and maybe some fresh fruit?
Fried tofu, fresh fruit. What's come over you? Where are you going to get your protein? How are you going to survive?
Well, I've had the most wonderful dream about Compassion Valley and my new animal and veggie friends, and somehow I feel different inside. I feel we should try a bit harder to help the world we live in, and maybe the hunger ones, and maybe look at the suffering of our animal friends.
Wait a minute. I've seen this before. The members of the salami family over in Turkeyville had something like this. That's what I was afraid of. Our son's gone veggie.
I'm proud of it, too. Be veg,
son. We couldn't quite hear what you said.
He said, be veg, go green, save the planet.
And so little Frankie Tofu Dog says, be veg, go green, save the planet. And please, be compassionate.
We enjoyed your company today on Enlightening Entertainment. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more constructive programming. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones live in peace, harmony, and love, and enjoy the benevolent blessings of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.